The trailblazing trip-hop pioneer band Portishead right there. Going back to their self-titled sophomore album, we heard Portishead with their song Only You. In the middle, it is music that made its way into my top 10 list for 2025. Smurs an out-of-joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo, Smerz, S-M-E-R-Z. Now living in Norway, Smerz's slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, lives up to its title. It is such great music. If you are a fan of Portishead or Nena Cherry, Luscious Jackson, ESG, you will find things you absolutely love about Smerz. It was last spring when they released Big City Life, and still can't get enough of it here on Girly So Groovy. This time around, we heard the song You Got Time and I Got Money. We kicked things off with British R&B artist Rosie Lowe from her latest album, Love or Other. Mood to Make Love is the song we heard from Rosie Lowe. Okay, time for brand new music, a Girly So Groovy radio debut. Bibi Club, B-I-B-I, Bibi Club, are an indie project out of Montreal, arriving hot off the heels of a tour with Blonde Redhead. On their latest third album, Amaro, the duo find themselves channeling grief from the sudden loss of two loved ones through a collection of songs that straddle mystical worlds with humanistic resilience. It's really interesting alternative rock. Bibi Club right now here on Girly So Groovy.
For me.
such little time left on the clock, but let's talk about what we just heard. Music right there from Montreal alternative act Duchess Says. I'm an Idea. That's from the band's album Sciences Nouvelle. In the middle, it is Vancouver experimental electronic act I Am Spoonbender. Where Do Words Go is the song from the band's 1999 album Teletwin. And then kicking things off with that set, Montreal alternative act Bibby Club. Their new album is Amaro. We heard the opening track, Infinite. Going to leave you with some homework between now and next week. Connect with us. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. If you ever miss an episode or would like to listen again, you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy on the website Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girly so groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. This show is nothing without you, so I cannot say thank you enough for tuning in this week. Let's wrap up this episode. Let's wrap up with another Montreal artist. Helene Barbier is a indie rock avant-pop artist out of Montreal. Her new album is called Panorama. We're going to listen to A House. Again, Helene Barbier. Again, thank you for tuning in. Talk to you next week.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
If you know how to distinguish it, the song of the red warbler is enough to tell you whether the morning is clear. No need to get out of bed or check the weather forecast. During the breeding season, between February and May, they happily sing on sunny mornings. But if it's cloudy, they won't sing, no matter the season. So this is what a clear morning sounds like. Red warblers are the tiniest weather station you can imagine, barely 5 inches long and weighing less than a AAA battery. They're endemic to the highlands of Mexico, so to hear them, you have to venture into the humid forests of pine, oak, and fir. Although you can spot red warblers in a large part of the country's territory, they don't travel between states. When taking care of their offspring, both parents care for their chicks. But they approach their nests only for a few seconds to avoid attracting predators. It's just one of their tricks for survival. Although there is evidence of a slight decline in their populations, it's not a drastic one. So hopefully, we'll have our little weather stations around for a long time. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In June and July, billions of people will watch the FIFA Men's World Cup, united by their passion for soccer, or football as it's known in most countries. And a nonprofit called Football for Future is mobilizing this huge fan base as a force for climate action. Founder Elliot Arthur Warsop says climate change is already harming the sport.
With extreme weather events becoming more intense and more frequent, whether this is very extremely hot temperatures, whether this is the pollution in the air from wildfires, or whether this is waterlogged pitches or crazy storms that make travel impossible.
As the climate warms, teams will likely encounter even more days when extreme heat or flooding interferes with practices and games. And a recent report co-authored by Football for Future shows extreme heat will hit hardest in the global south, where many legendary players got their start. So the group educates fans about climate change and recruits players to call for action.
I believe that football is the most powerful social phenomenon in the world. The global football community are so many and they are so powerful.
And when they come together to shoot for climate action, he believes they will win victories around the world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.